We begin with our tafsir of Surah Qaf, which is the 50th surah of the Noble Quran. Surah Qaf was revealed in Makkatul Mukarramah. It has 45 verses and 3 sections to it. Surah Qaf, the special feature of the surah is that the Quran in this surah focuses on some of the clear proofs and very logical arguments about the Quran itself. The surah is quite terrifying in that it makes impression on one's senses. The heart shudders if you understand it. Your soul will tremble. And that is because of the terror that is spoken about in the surah about the day of Qiyamah. The actual theme of the surah is resurrection, and that is the focal point on which the surah is based. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Qaf wal Qur'an al-Majid. Qaf, which is the hurufi muqatta'at, that is something that we do not understand. Wal Qur'an al-Majid, and by the glorious Qur'an. The Qur'an is a glorious book. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath on the glorious book. Bal ajibu an ja'a mundhirun minhum. They are astounded that there has come to them a warner from amongst them. فقال الكافرون هذا شيء عجيب. The kuffar say this is a strange thing. This is unique. أَيْذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا. That what? Once we've died and been reduced to dust, ذَلِكَ رَجُمْ بَعِيد. This returning to life is very far-fetched. That what can be said about this? That after we leave this world, we will be brought back. Our minds can't fathom that. It was something that they pretended as though it was astonishing. What is more astonishing is the fact that they do not accept the message. قَدْ عَلِمْنَا مَا تَنْقُصُ الْأَرْضُ مِنْهُمْ وَإِنَّنَا كِتَابٌ حَفِيظٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we know what the earth consumes of them, and what, and we have a book in which everything is preserved. The entire body is not reduced to soil. The soul remains intact, while parts of the body are reduced to bits and spread out wherever they can. All of this is in the knowledge of the book of Allah, that Allah has the power to gather all these original parts. That when you go into the grave, you disintegrate. Yes, that is, you know, where your body terminates, becomes part of the soul, of the soil. That may be in, you know, some sort of plants may grow in that soil, and later on grass may come, animals may eat that. But Allah will bring it all together back. And the reason all of this has been preordained, وَإِنَّنَا كِتَابٌ حَفِيذٌ, that we have the preserved tablet by us, the preserved book. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we did not come to know of this only today, rather it is with us since eternity. In fact, before all these things could even occur, we have recorded everything in a book, which is known as Al-Lawhul Mahfuz, the preserved tablet. This book is still with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if anyone does not understand this concept of Al-Ilm Al-Qadim, the eternal knowledge of Allah, then this person should merely understand that in that register in which everything is recorded, it is there before we even came into existence. بَلْ كَذَّبُوا بِالْحَقِّ. But nay, these people reject the truth. لَمَّا جَاءَ. When it has come to them. فَهُمْ فِي أَمْرٍ مَرِيجٍ. They have fallen into a confused matter. That they are not merely surprised. Rather, this is an open rejection on their part. They reject the prophethood of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Quran, life after death. They make astonishing and strange statements. And without doubt, when a person rejects the truth, he falls into a quagmire of doubt, anxiety, hesitance, and bewilderment. That is their condition. أَفَلَمْ يَنْظُرُوا إِلَى السَّمَاءِ فَوْقَهُمْ. Do they not look at the skies above them? كَيْفَ بَنَيْنَاهَا. That Allah says, how we created it. وَزَيَّنَّاهَا. And we beautified. وَمَا لَهَا مِنْ فُرُوجٍ. And there are no gaps in the skies. Look at the sky. Neither can a canopy be outwardly seen, nor are there pillars. How massive the sky is, yet it stands very firmly without any pillars. When the lamps, the chandeliers of the stars shine at night, we see how beautiful and magnificent the sky is. Despite thousands or millions of years that have passed, there's not a single hole in this roof. Neither did one brick fall down, nor did the plaster break, or did the color fade. whose hand created such a creation? After creating it, safeguarded in this way. It is Allah, undoubtedly. وَالْأَرْضَ مَدَدْنَاهَا وَالْقَيْنَا فِيهَا رَوَاسِيَ وَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ زَوْجٍ بَهِيجٍ. We spread out the earth and placed mountains therein and caused to grow therein every type of splendorous thing. Allah is the one who created the earth and spread it out in this way. And all of this is not done in vain. تَبْصِرَةً, an insight. وَذِكْرَ, and an admonition. لِكُلِّ عَبْدٍ مُنِيد, to every repenting servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there are many ways to link up with Allah, and one of the great ways is to look at the creation of Allah, to reflect on that, and that will take you to the recognition of Allah. وَنَزَّلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً مُبَارَكًا فَأَنْبَتْنَا بِهِ جَنَّاتِ وَحَبَّ الْحَصِيدِ, that we send down from the heavens blessed water, we cause to grow thereby orchards and harvest the grain. That grains is whose field is also mowed down when it is harvested, and while an orchard remains intact after the fruit has been harvested. Who has put the system in place? It is Allah. وَالنَّخْلَ بَاسِقَاتٍ لَهَا, and tall date palms whose paths are in layers. In other words, in such abundance that it's appealing to the eye. رِزْقًا لِلْعِبَادِ, all of this as a sustenance for the servants of Allah. وَأَحْيَيْنَا بِبَلَّةً مَيْتًا, and we give life there into the dead land. كَذَلِكَ الْخُرُوجِ, that is how resurrection will be. In other words, in the same way in which Allah grants life to the earth, Allah brings the earth to life after it is dead in the months when there is no rain. Similarly, Allah will bring the earth to life again, will bring you to life again after you have left this world.